Part Prologue. Chapter: The Knife. If you type my name into LinkedIn, everything looks like I made it. Born in the Soviet Union. Grew up in Kazakhstan. A gold medal, the highest academic honor in Soviet and post-Soviet schools, awarded only to students with perfect or near-perfect grades across all subjects and all final exams. Extremely difficult to earn. University in Novosibirsk, enrolled in the IT department without ever having seen a real computer, 6 years, and a master's degree with honors. Kaspersky Lab, then the first immigration, Canada, Toronto, the second, California, Amazon, ServiceNow, husband, son, house with a pool and a jacuzzi, company names on a resume that get recognized in interviews before you've even opened your mouth. If I had died in February 2025 at the wake, someone probably would have said, strange, she had everything. On the outside, a product manager with a flawless track record. On the inside, autopilot. An autopilot that learned to smile in Slack and write, great job, team, 12 seconds after leaving the bathroom where it sat on the floor and rocked. I suppressed everything feminine in myself and became a machine, logical, productive, indispensable, a human supercomputer. 18 years of career without a single long vacation, because vacation is when you have nothing to distract you. And when there is nothing to distract you, what you've been running from starts inside. February 2025, a small empty apartment, a cell as I called it. Yesterday, I released a big project at ServiceNow, got messages from the team, wrote something cheerful in Slack, put an emoji, closed the laptop. Today, I'm sitting in an empty apartment with a knife in my hand. I understand those who yesterday spoke to an audience of 10,000, and today, suicide. Between these two points, nothing, just a switch. On the outside, one thing. On the inside, something else entirely. For a long time. Strange to end up here with a resume like that. Sitting and thinking, what convincing reasons do I have not to do it? Even one? Arseny. My son. He is 10. I don't want him to grow up without a mother, like me. But sometimes I hate him so much for being the only thing keeping me here that I want to cancel even that reason. And then, shame for even thinking that. And then, emptiness. Shame doesn't work. Love doesn't work. Nothing. Hysteria. An abyss of despair. The bottom. And beneath it, another one. My imagination has already painted a picture I can't chase away. The note is already written, too. A list of my internal beliefs about myself that I once wrote down in therapy. They look like a suicide note even then. I just didn't know that one day they would become one. And then an unexpected call from a friend. Bad timing. Or perfect timing. He stopped me. The brain switched on. Came to my senses, you could say. I remember everything I know about how to help myself. I put down the knife. Close call. By the age of 10, I had used up all 9 lives like a cat. Apparently the universe has other plans for me. Since branches break, husbands wake up, and friends call at the wrong time. For now, a close call. Something in that moment shifted. It didn't get easier. But for the first time, I saw the edge. This book is about how I got here, and about how I got out.